apartment rented for $385 a month, so she'll have a chance now to enjoy thinking about what she did, probably behind bars, Chuck.
Steel City weather.
Actually, behind bars will be much warmer this morning than other places. High today will only be 17. Cold all week, it looks like. Pittsburgh temperature at the moment is anywhere between 5 and 8 degrees, and here's Bobby Goldsboro.
There he sits with a pen and a yellow pad. Me and God are watching Scotty grow.
Hiya! It's 13 minutes till 7 o'clock. Chuck Brinkman says good morning on KQV. It's 6:47 in the morning on Monday morning, and we have a newspaper back this morning. Front page of the Post-Gazette has a quarter of a page with Cy Hungerford cartoon saying, strikes over, pop hit reading the paper. It's kind of groovy. Of course, actually, everything Mr. Hungerford does is, too. Here's the main ingredient, and I'm so proud that we're all feeling so good this morning here. Ten minutes now before 7 o'clock, 6:50 at KQV. Charlie Brinkman, good morning to you on Monday morning. I'm so proud. Should be Mrs. O'Brien's song this morning, mother of Jimmy O'Brien, who kicked that field goal that won a few people some money yesterday, and I guess lost a few people some money, too. 16-13 Baltimore. Here are the Kinks and the Ape Man song.
I think I'm sophisticated because I'm living my life alone.
From the KQV News Bureau, the Carl Eccles Report.
Good morning at 6:55. For the first time in the past 2 weeks, newspapers have again become part of the morning routine.
I hope you don't mind.
Monday morning, 7:13. 13 after 7 with Chuck Brinkman on KQV. Good morning to you this morning, and yes, it's what you think it is out there. It's one of those mornings where it's cold enough to hang beef right out to your side, your front lawn. 5 above 0.
Strange how man thinks. Here I am, or RCA's black and white portable, only $89.95. Horns has it.
Let's go, Kroger.
At National Record Mark, produced by Pat DeSouza. Sergio Mendez at the Styria Mosque, January 24th.
It is exactly 15 minutes after 7 o'clock this Monday morning. Well, the newspapers are back, but we have a crisis right here in our Chamber of Commerce building this morning. And all the people who arrive to work here at the various insurance companies are really in for a trauma this morning. And, of course, they'll immediately think I'm going to tell them that the heat isn't working, but something worse than that, right, Carl?
Indeed it is. You've seen a lot of thermos bottles.
Right, right. Our little coffee shop next door. Do you realize what that's going to do to all those people at 10 o'clock who automatically, just their reflexes, take them downstairs? What are they going to do with themselves?
I don't know. It'll be interesting to watch them come in, though, Charlie, that's for sure. One thing we want to inform you of, and this is expected, of course, but now it's official. Democratic Senator George McGovern will announce today his presidential candidacy in a television and radio broadcast in South Dakota. The announcement is 21 months ahead of the election and way ahead of the usual timetable for presidential announcements. In remarks prepared for that announcement, McGovern makes an ironclad pledge to withdraw every American soldier from Vietnam. And Chuck, of course, he'll face opposition from people like Senator Edwin Muskie of Maine, so it looks like a real free-for-all is shaping up within the Democratic Party as we head toward 1972 and the presidential elections then.
Thank you, Carl.
Steel City weather.
Along with all the cold weather today, we'll have some snow flurries. Our high is predicted a roaring 18 degrees. Cloudy and snow flurries again tonight, and tonight's low 5 above, high tomorrow 19. A little cold freeze this week. At the moment, it's 8 degrees above zero, and here's the Wadsworth Mansion to sing Sweet Mary.